At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Astros Baseball Podcast, a not-so-happy Astros Baseball Podcast, as the Astros took defeat out of the jaws of victory, as the Yankees won 5-4. Ryan, what's your thoughts?
Oh, man. It, you know, started off looking like it was going to be a really good game. They were going to dominate the Yankees, and we'll talk about the issues, but I ended up running into some issues and gave up a choke job tonight after a 4-run lead. So we'll get into, you know, into some of the issues there, but bit of a struggle, bit of a frustrating opening day for Astros fans everywhere.
Yeah. And the elephant in the room to me was, you know, Fromber started off great, and then he just could not spot the fastball. He had walked three guys the first three innings, but got three double plays in four innings kind of bailed him out.
Yeah, I mean, the six walks really hurt him, you know, hit batters. Seemed like he was just kind of losing control. You know, things were kind of moving inside. Maybe that wasn't intentional. Maybe some of it was. Obviously, those are things that we really, you know, we really don't know. And in Fromber style, you could tell there as he was getting the bases loaded that he was just frustrated. You could see it on his face. You could see it in his body movements and his body language. I think a spotted he had to do what he did after hitting the batter and sit Fromber down, and it is what it is. And then of course we saw, you know, the issue of what a lot of us have had concerns about coming into the season was the middle of the bullpen.
Yeah. Can you think of any pitcher, and of course we see him so much more, but can you think of any pitcher that is affected more by the pitch timer than Fromber? And I can't.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't say that I really noticed anybody that seemed to struggle with it as much. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that he doesn't get penalized, right? So he's not giving up balls. Because of the timer, but I think that you can see his rhyme and rhythm. He's absolutely affected. Luis Garcia, maybe a little bit last year before he got hurt, you could see him feeling a little bit of, you know, a little bit of rush. He liked to rock the baby. The, you know, motion and his movement had to change, and the mechanics of his pitch a little bit. But Fromber seems to just be so rattled by it, because he's the kind of guy that would have to take a stroll behind the mound every so often after, you know, he'd do something that he wasn't happy with, or he'd miss a pitch or walk a guy or give up a hit, and he can't do that now. So I think that it's one of those things that we just said, Fromber being in his own head is his own worst enemy when it comes to the lack of time that he has to, you know, if, and many of you guys will get the movie reference, but to clear the mechanism, yeah. You know,
well, and like when we were kids and you're out pitching, the coach says, take a walk around the mound. Well, you can't do that anymore.
Yep.
I kind of wish, as a rule, like the batters get the timeout, I wish the pitchers would get maybe one or two or three timeouts during the game. I mean, I think, yeah, that would give
that makes sense.
You know, the batters get the timeout. Why can't the pitcher get, you know, two timeouts per game?
Yeah. And yeah, you know, I mean, I guess they could always just throw the ball back in and pretend that they don't like the ball and give them a couple of seconds at least, right?
Yeah.
But you're right. You know, they don't get the benefit that the batters do of getting to call a timeout during a pitch sequence. So that, you know, that'd be a good adjustment to the rule. I think I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Hey, and if anybody has any questions, you know, this is, even though this is a recap, please send them in. We'd be glad to hear what you had to say and get your feedback on the game, questions for us, things that we might have seen. Montero did what Montero's been doing. Yeah, he threw one bad pitch, and the number nine hitter, Cabrera, just smoked it, didn't he?
Yeah, he threw the head of the bat out there, and he just got a good one on it. He lumbered it perfectly. And so Tucker turned around and watched that one go into the stands. And, yeah, you know, that was the impetus to the Yankees' comeback, really, if you want to look at it. You know, they really kind of started getting hyped, and they're taking good at-bats after that, taking advantage of the walks. And that seemed to be a turning point in the game, unfortunately. You know, Montero, man, you know, that's the guy that can we get 22 Montero back somehow or another? What happened to this guy? I don't know.
I so agree. You know, we said a few pods ago is that is the unsung most important player on the team.
Yep.
You got to get somebody to bridge back to the back end. And Presley has had some trouble, but you know, the only reason that ball stayed in the park that he threw to Judge today is he hung it so far inside as he couldn't get the lift on it.
Couldn't barrel it. Yeah.
But he really hung it.
I'm a Presley supporter big time. Love Ryan Presley. He has done so many good things for this Astros team.
He's been such a pro.
He really has. But, I mean, you have to recognize that the reason that they went and signed Hader was because, I mean, Presley had – the second half of his season last year was worse than Montero's. I don't know if most people realize that. It was bad. It was really bad. And that's not to say that that's the Presley that we're going to see, but if the writing's kind of on the wall, Presley could end up being a concern for this team. And tonight showed why. You know, I mean, between him and Montero, two runs and three hits given up, the loss, Presley took the loss tonight. So it's a concern, the middle of the bullpen. I think Presley will be fine. Obviously, they probably felt a little squeeze with the Abreu not being available tonight. Hey, what about Taylor Scott though? That kid came out and threw Taylor a hell of an Scott inning, didn't he? Good. That was a hell Taylor of an Scott inning.
Looked good in it. Yeah. Took, you know, he's one guy that's just come off the outside lane and really pitched well. He earned himself a spot.
He did, very quietly too. He was not one of the, you know, more talked about minor league guys that was given a shot. And it was great to see him come out and have a heck of an inning. And then, of course, you know, Josh Hader, he's a freak. I mean, 13 pitches, 3 Ks, just shut it down.
He is a freak.
He'll be a saving grace for this season.
Well, you know, you got to get him there first. And that
absolutely.
That's the thing that we got to worry about is that, like you said, can we get through the middle innings? Can we line these guys out to where they're dependable? You know, Taylor Scott's been around since 19, kind of in and out, mm-hmm. in and out, mm-hmm. not a ton of experience, but he has done well.
This is his first opening day roster. Yeah. I'm almost positive. Yeah. So yeah, very good for him to go out and shut it down in front of the home crowd and have a heck of an inning. So yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was good. Other pitchers, Martinez looked okay. He walked a guy.
Yeah. I think we got out of Martinez what we're probably, you know, can expect out of Martinez.
You know, I thought James Hoy behind the plate was pretty marginal.
Man, somehow or another, the second half of that game, the zone just, it completely shifted. It completely changed.
Right.
He was given high zone stuff that he wasn't given Fromber at the beginning of the game.
No. He squeezed Fromber, but Fromber's got to be a hard pitcher to umpire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he throws that ball with so much movement. Man, that two-seamer was running a foot. And, but he was squeezing him. squeezing him. That's not the reason that he walked all those people. And give the Yankees credit. You know, they gave some pretty professional at-bats, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you have to expect that from these guys. I mean, as much as we can hate on the Yankees, when you start naming off the guys that are on that lineup, especially the first four or five guys that are there, they're pros. They're good batters. They know the zone. They've got good, powerful swings. You know, they're a force to be reckoned with. And I think that they came out tonight and showed why they deserve the respect that they have, although they still have a lot of respect to earn because they haven't really been able to take that and put it all together. Obviously, putting Soto in there is a big piece for them. And, you know, he did some work tonight, both at the plate and with his arm. That play at the end of the game there was something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And since we've got the chances late, you got to give him credit. I mean, that was I've never thought of him as being a super great outfielder, but that was a one bounce perfect throw that gave Trevino a chance to ride Dubon off the plate. You know, it was one of those plays. I thought if he called him safe, how can you call him out? And if he's out, how can you call him safe?
Yeah, I mean, I guess my only question is you know, the lane. I guess I don't understand how they can say he gave him a lane when the lane was 3 feet off of the plate. You know, Dubon had to go 3-4 feet wide of the lane in order to be able to get a hand on the plate. So I don't understand how that was really called not blocking. Maybe I need to learn the rule better and understand what that really means, because even TK and Blummer were like, we gave him the lane. I'm like, how did he give him the lane? He's 3-4 feet out of the lane to be able to get to the plate. I don't get it. I don't understand the rules enough.
I wish they'd go back to pre-Buster Posey.
Man, dude, just drop a shoulder.
Just drop a shoulder and be a man.
Drop a shoulder and get it.
I mean, you think this is bad. Dude. Look at it for, and I'm going back a little bit, as I might be prone to do. Go look at the All-Star game, 1970 All-Star game, when Pete Rose just planted Ray Fossey.
It's a very famous play.
unfortunately, really hurt Ray Fossey's career.
Yes.
Rest in peace,
Ray Fossey. Yeah, and especially for that to have happened during an All-Star game and
but
not
you know,
a regular play.
But I know we're a little off topic now. And they talked to Rose about that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, you know, we played the All-Star game hard because, like, these guys were making, call it $75,000 a year.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the winner of the All-Star game would get like $15,000, and the loser would get $7,500.
Yep.
Okay. So when you're making $75,000 a year, that's a 10%. That's 10% of your salary. So it's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice bonus for sure.
Yeah, and it was those old All-Star games were fun to watch, man.
They played. Yeah, it's kind of like the old NBA All-Star games back in the day too, man. They played the game. It wasn't just a pickup game.
Yeah.
It's, you know, things have changed. It really have. When you look at, the game, it's interesting dynamics, and it's okay to see the game adjust and evolve into, you know, something a little bit different, but When you have a play like that where, you know, Dubon had to run so far out of the line and you have a blocking rule in place, what is the block? Like, what's the block? Where's the box or the line that says that the plate was blocked? I don't know. Maybe it's because he caught the ball ahead, you know, in front of the plate or in front of the line or the lane and then reached. So that wasn't considered a block because his body wasn't in the way. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I need to go back and look at it a little bit better, but inconclusive evidence that he was tagged. Looks close. Like you said, if he was called safe, would have been hard to overturn. He was called out, hard to overturn. So I would have sent Dubon to be honest with you there. I think a lot of people were like, why send Dubon? It's one out. Like, you send Dubon. He's quick. Soto shot a rifle. He just made a play. Make a play.
Yeah. Sometimes you tip the hat. You know, there's another team out there that's trying to win too.
Yep. Yep. And, I think you take that chance.
And so.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now, here's what we have when you talk about where things are in the last three innings. You know, Diaz singled, Pena singled in the sixth. Singleton grounded out to pitcher. Let's talk about it.
Oh. Well, it's the first game of the season, so we're going to talk about this with some grace, Wally.
I wonder how many bad words were said in front of the TV on that at bat. Oh,
man, I'm sure a lot of people were. I mean, just look at Twitter. I mean, they're X, whatever. A lot of people were cussing. And I think a lot of people are still questioning it, and it's questionable. I mean, Jake already hit a home run in this game.
A big boy home run.
A big home run. That wasn't just squeaking it over the Crawford
box. Knocked that ball in the next week.
That was gone. I mean, Jake hits the Yankees well. He always has played well against the Yankees. I think that was probably you and I. You kind of said it off of the recording before we went live. You know, you said a rookie manager. I think it was a desperation call a little bit on Espada. The Yankees were coming back. They were taking that lead. And I think Espada was kind of getting a little antsy. You know, maybe there were some metrics that showed that it wasn't a good matchup for Jake. And so he felt like he needed to throw the left-handed batter in there. And that's whatever. It's fine. I think it was probably a good decision from the standpoint of, Let's take advantage of some metrics here. But John Singleton's an amazing story. The guy has overcome so much, and I think he's probably an amazing human. But I'm over the Singleton experiment. I just am, Wally. I just can't figure out why we're still trucking with the Singleton experiment when you had a kid like Luper Fido that showed up the way he did during the spring. He's an athletic kid that can play multiple positions. His bat is definitely no worse than Singleton. I just don't understand why we're continuing with the Singleton experiment. So
yeah, Brian, thanks for the question. I think
popping in.
You know, the answer is, do y'all think Dubon was tagged out at home and it's I don't know.
Yeah, you could look at that play and say the tip of the glove got him, or you could say that there was an inch between him and the glove. There was, and I think that's probably why the call was not overturned, was there wasn't anything conclusive. They did not have a good camera angle to take a look at that close enough to see if there was air between the glove and Dubon. My gut tells me that Dubon got tagged because he didn't get up and throw a fit.
Yeah. He said, check it.
Yep, he did. He got up and he said, challenge it.
Maybe
he was thinking he was challenging the block and not the tag.
Who knows? But you're right. The more you look at it, you know, he took a wide turn. So I wonder if they're setting the path up from between where he finally made that, you know, got past the apex of the turn and went to home.
Yeah, it's very possible.
You know, so that's what, hey, that's not the reason they lost.
Nope.
You know, when you look at the sixth, seventh, and eighth, you walk nine people. Okay, sixth inning, Diaz singles to right, Pena singles to center, Diaz to third. Jeremy had a good game today. Eighth inning, Altuve singles to center, Bregman singles to right, Abreu struck out. Bottom of the eighth, not much. You know, Diaz got an infield single. Bottom of the ninth, you've got Dubon single to right, and then we know we got three hits in the bottom of the ninth and didn't score.
Yep.
You know, you got to have those games. But, you know, tomorrow's another day.
It is. You know,
tomorrow's another day. I think they gave themselves chances to win. That's good. They
did. Yep.
They didn't execute. Sometimes that's baseball. In fact, that is baseball a lot. And Fromber's got to find the strike zone.
Yep.
And we've talked on the pod about good Fromber and bad Fromber. We got both, didn't we?
We did. We got a little bit of both tonight. We got a little bit of both. You know, there were some high points in this game for me, despite the outcome. Obviously, Yiner Diaz, our new everyday catcher, baby.
Yes.
Thank you, Dusty. 3-for-4 with an RBI, right? Pena.
Yeah, he got two or three hits.
Diaz, three.
Okay.
Yep. He went 3-for-4 with an RBI. Did I look at that correctly? Did I get that?
Yeah, it is. It's 3-for-4. Yep.
Three for four with an RBI.
RBI.
Yep. Pena, 2-for-4, right? Jake with the home run. We already kind of tapped on that. And where's my other notes here? Sorry. I already said Pena, right? Pena, 2-for-4. Yordan, 2-for-5. Chaz, right? Chaz with the two RBIs. He didn't do much after that, but that was a clutch hit for Chaz. And then Dubon getting on base after coming in for Jake late in the game there. That was huge. And, you know, I think that's one of the things I think with Dubon is if he can do that off the bench more often than he did in 22, you know, in 22, when you saw Dubon come up, it was with guys on base and you were, you know, three out of four times you were betting on a double play ball, you know. Since he's worked with Yordan and had the season that he did last year, even though overall his average was basically Dubon average, but he had those great few months when he plugged in for Altuve, and then late in the season he also hit the ball really well again. If we can have that Dubon coming in off the bench, that's quality, that's strong, and he can play a decent defensive center field, right? I'd prefer to see him play infield versus outfield, but he's good enough. And I think that when you can bring a Dubon in late in the game like that, for matchup purposes, or, you know, you pinch hit for a guy like Jake, or you pinch hit for Pena even late in games, maybe if Pena doesn't figure himself out, having a Dubon to come off of the bench, I think is a benefit to the team. And I like that he showed tonight why we trust, you know, why we trust Dubon. I like that.
Hits that ball. He gets that outside fastball, shoots it to right field. That's when he's at his best.
And I think that is the thing that they love about Dubon, is that he's a contact guy. He just makes a play. You make them make a play. Put the ball into play and make them make a play. And I think him working with Yordan and learning a little bit more, you know, how to power it, how to push the ball, and putting on the weight that he did, I think it made a difference. So I'm hoping to see this kind of Dubon for the rest of the season for sure.
Every winning team needs a Dubon type player.
Yeah.
You've got to have that guy that you can just plug.
Yeah.
Anything else on that?
That was a high point. So I guess one of my down points that we didn't bring up was that the Astros only walked twice today.
Yeah.
Wally. That's it. Yeah. That's it. Frustrating.
Yeah, some of you give credit to Cortez because he could have easily fallen apart. And yeah, boy, once he figured it out, he figured it out. Now he was getting some corner calls that Fromber was not getting. Now he throws the straighter ball.
Yep.
And
Well, and their bullpen came in and did a good job too. Yeah, they did a good job. Loaisiga came in. He gave up 4 hits. Hamilton gave up a hit. Holmes gave up 3 hits. But they did not. The Astros didn't score despite 8 hits there off of Loaisiga, Hamilton, or Holmes. The Astros couldn't score. They left 10 on base tonight. 5 of those with 2 outs.
Yeah, you would hope.
No, I'm sorry. They left 9 on base. They were 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position,
which is not bad. You know, you go 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position. That's okay.
Yep. Yep.
Well, tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's game is on Apple TV. They'll have another game on Saturday on Fox. We'll be doing a recap both days. I won't be there at Fox on Saturday because I'll be at the game.
Be at the game. Yes, but, sir.
Any final thoughts?
You know, I think that there's a lot to take from this game, both positive and as a concern, middle of the bullpen as a concern. And as the season goes on, I think they're going to have to make sure that they really work on that middle of the bullpen and really, you know, really figure that out. We know starting pitching is going to be fun. You know, Christian Javier going tomorrow night is exciting. Hopefully he can break whatever was going on in spring training and pull a good one together. I think the offense, look, I mean, we had, how many hits did we have tonight? We had 13 hits tonight.
So we had 15 base runners.
The guys were putting the bat on the ball. And so I think the offense is going to be fine. This team is stacked, Wally. This team is stacked. And I think that we're going to be fine offensively. We're just going to have to take advantage of more opportunities later in the game. You can't just score 4 and then sit on your laurels. They're going to have to take more advantage of opportunities later in the games. So that's, you know, my final thoughts is let's score some runs after the 5th inning. How about that?
Yeah. Well, and historically this team has been a team that if they score 5, they win. If they score 4, it's a crapshoot.
Yep.
And, you know, my final thoughts is, you know, don't panic.
Yeah.
There are things that went on today. If we're still talking about them on May 15th, then it's time to panic. You know, We'll just see what kind of moves Espada makes. I mean, he's certainly going to be quicker to make moves than Dusty was. We saw that when Dusty got thrown out of a game last year, and he made a couple of, you know, double switches that were just really, really sharp and worked out well. But he's certainly going to be more of an active manager, it seems, than Dusty was. And we'll just get him tomorrow.
I think so.
That's all we can say.
Yes, sir. Right. 7:05 game time.
7:05 game time. Apple TV again. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember, we're on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on YouTube. The pod is also uploaded to X. So feel free to look at them, look at those. And thank you for listening. All 100 of people who are on listening to us tonight, we really appreciate it. Brian, thanks for the question. Everybody have a great Astro evening.
Go Astros.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.